on the line now, I have Kasia Sudak. Good afternoon, Kasia.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for taking the call. Now, you're a co-presenter of a Polish show here on Near FM. So tell the listeners a bit about the show, and then we'll talk about how you got involved originally with Near FM.
Yeah, actually, Polish show, actually, like starting, yeah, my recollections, I just, I need to say, it started 15 years ago with a pilot course organized by Near FM in October 2005, and after completion of this course we've been offered to proceed with Tomasz Wybranowski and myself, co-producer Katarzyna Sudak. We've been offered to go ahead, if you want, with Polish Weekly. That's the Polish program that actually lasts since then. And that just became our passion.
And does the Polish show, it goes out on Near FM, does it, can it be heard in Poland as well?
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the beauty of live streaming and yep. you know, webcam as well, so we can actually inform our Polish friends not only in Ireland, but we can actually be heard through FM, but as well online, and actually Polish people in Poland as well, or other minorities, being minorities in other countries as well, can listen to us. We are podcasting from Ireland, introducing as well Irish culture to migrants spread all over the world.
So you have a worldwide audience.
Yes, everywhere where the our internet exists, really.
Yeah. And listen. What type of topics would you cover?
Actually, different core topics, promoting a culture, music, publications, books, and music, of course, because we are interviewing Polish, not only Polish musicians, as well writers, poets. In interviewing them either face to face in studio or online as well, but actually it's so nice. Actually, I need to say actually about novel interculturalism project that was run actually by Near FM in 2009, and was Irish. The Irish people were asked to read Polish book, for instance, in English, of course.
Yeah.
And then we could speak about that in a terrible discussion about their impression and about what they think about that Polish, one of Polish books were Pardeduka by Gombrowicz. I think it's kind of a difficult one, I would say, even for some Polish people. But we had a chance to speak to Irish people as well, what they think about that. And there was actually Sound and Vision project, and there was actually seven broadcasts, auditions in different languages, actually different minorities. One of us was Polish, of course. And what else I could say?
So there's quite a large Polish population in Ireland now. Have you any idea of the numbers that are here?
Numbers at the moment, I believe it's much less than it was, because when Poland joined the EU in May 2004, that was the highest volume, I think. In 2004, 2005, when actually people get a chance to come here, and some ask for a try to see if they can be here, can get a work. They can, of course, get a part, try to be a part of Irish culture, to assimilate. Some of them were here just for a few months, and some of them became part of students. So like myself and Thomas, actually, we are here for the last 16 years now as well. Because Ireland is just so interesting for us, and let us, Irish Radio and your fan, let us share our culture to foreigners, like a second language in English people, and that we are very proud of.
Yeah, I personally, I like doing local community interviews with people, you know, volunteers and stuff like that, and residents associations. So do you get a good enjoyment out of Polish community interviews?
Oh, yes. I love to promote what other communities and Polish projects they are doing, and either they're musicians or promoting other maybe culture events and music, and I think we should promote our interesting projects.
Yeah,
and it's great if we can actually spread all media, because we've been involved in Polish magazines as well. We published one Polish magazine between 2007, 2009, and then worked for other Polish papers as well. So it was actually, that's the passion really about integrating all these platforms, media platforms, that they can actually empower each other, you know, integrating the information.
Yeah, and isn't it great that Near FM were able to stay on air throughout the lockdown? And did the lockdown and COVID-19 affect the Polish programme? Or were you broadcasting from home, or were you coming in?
Oh, yeah, indeed. We are broadcasting from home. We organise a studio at home, so that's a great chance. Actually, we can record our programmes at home, and we can send a sound tracks to the radio, that it can be actually broadcasted every Wednesday night.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a great. And do you get much feedback, Cassie? I know I. It's great when you get an email or a phone call saying thanks very much for giving me the opportunity to cover something. Do you get feedback like that yourself?
Of course. Actually, it's great that people who are actually informed about what we are going to do at a certain day, who we are going to interview, what we are going to speak about. Actually, it's advertised on the Facebook.
Yeah.
That's the main medium as well, or the other in social media platforms. That's a great, actually, around the radio, all the platforms that they can, they're like a satellite, just being informed, about what's going on the radio every week, in Polish weekly.
And it's not just put out there in Polish, you also do it in English, yeah?
Actually, of course, the certain programs are in English, certain interview, but mainly they are in Polish.
Okay, so do you want to tell the people the time? I know it's Wednesday, the time that it goes out, in case they want to tune in?
Yes, indeed, at Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Okay, now this is—it's a long time since I saw yourself and Tomás. So, give Tomás our regards from everyone here in Near FM and yourself. We're all—it's crazy times we're living in, and we're all missing our hugs and our handshakes.
Thank you very much, John. And what I need to say, thank you very much to Near FM for giving us the opportunity to stay with Near FM so long and have a chance to do our projects.
Yeah.
And first of all, congratulations for turning 25 years. honor.
Yeah, and
you've, Tony Rafan,
and you've been
a
doing
great
it 15 years.
Achievement.
Yeah. Okay, Cassia, listen, thanks very much for taking the call. And hopefully we'll
Thank
all
you,
hopefully we'll all see each other sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Cassia.
See you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.